Intel confirms Raptor Lake launch to include 6 CPUs. By Josh Norum in Extreme Tech on September 9th. Intel is on the cusp of launching its 13th generation Raptor Lake CPUs. These chips are an evolution of its Alder Lake architecture, with more efficiency cores, higher clocks, and other mild upgrades, the sort of TOC refinement of a technology we've seen in previous years. As the company prepares to launch, it's begun training its sales staff with new talking points for Raptor Lake. This obviously involves a lot of PowerPoint, along with conference calls with global sales teams. The folks over at Igor's lab have gotten a hold of Intel's sales deck, allowing us to see its go-to-market strategy for Raptor Lake. Overall, there's nothing too surprising here, but it does show us what Intel considers the defining features of the new platform. The company confirms it's launching with 6 CPUs, the Core i9-13900, the i7-13700, and i5-13600. All 6 CPUs will be offered in both K and KF variants, with K being unlocked and KF being unlocked and without an integrated GPU. We also see the spec differentiation here, as only the flagship CPU has thermal velocity boost at up to 5.8 GHz. This will allow a single core to reach those clocks if there's enough thermal and voltage headroom. Additionally, we see that only the i9 and i7 SKUs offer Turbo Boost Max 3.0. This allows 2 cores to boost to the specified clocks if there's ample power and cooling. That feature does not appear in the Core i5 models, though they can boost to 5.1 GHz for the performance cores. That's a 200 MHz boost over the Alder Lake variant. The Core i9 gets a 500 MHz boost clock, and the Core i7 gets a 400 MHz maximum clock increase. Intel's chart also confirms a maximum TDP of 253 watts for the Core i9 and i7 variants. This will be going up against AMD's 170-watt Ryzen 9 7950X and 7900X CPUs, with a maximum of 230 watts. Intel is rumored to offer an extreme performance mode on some Z790 boards that will lift this restrictor, allowing for up to 350 watts of juice to be consumed. Overall, the banner features of Raptor Lake, according to slides obtained from Igor's lab, include more efficiency cores, faster memory support, better motherboard compatibility than AMD, more cache, and faster performance cores. Starting at the top, the more cores thing is simple. It's adding 8 more efficiency cores to the i9 CPU for a total of 16. This will allow for Intel's first 32-thread CPU in the Core i9-13900K, as the performance cores are hyper-threaded. Finally, it'll be able to compete thread-to-thread with AMD's Zen 4. As far as memory goes, Raptor Lake will support DDR5 5600 MT/S, compared with Alder Lake's maximum of 4800 MT/S. It will also support DDR4 for budget-friendly builds, which is a big selling point compared with the DDR5-only Zen 4. It's unclear what AMD's target is as far as memory speeds go, but 6000 MT/S has already been discussed as the sweet spot. Either way, better compatibility then AMD is a legit point here. The same goes for its motherboard support, as it will work with older 600 series motherboards. That's not the case for Zen 4, which requires an all-new motherboard purchase, along with new memory. On the cache front, Intel is taking a page from AMD's playbook. It's increased both L2 and L3 cache for Raptor Lake. For L2, it used 1.25 megabit per performance core in Alder Lake. That's been increased to 2 megabits per core, for a total of up to 32 megabits. It's also doubled the L2 on the efficiency cores from 2 megabytes to 4 megabytes per, and that's shared between 4-core clusters. L3 has been increased from 30 megabytes of shared memory to 36 megabytes total. The new performance cores are called Raptor Cove, as opposed to Alder Lake's Golden Cove cores. They're made on a refined Intel 7 process, allowing for higher clocks. The efficiency cores, called Gracemont, are unchanged, but there are more of them. The only other significant change Intel is pushing is more PCIe 4.0 lanes compared with Alder Lake, going from 12 to 20. At the same time, it's reducing the number of PCIe 3.0 lanes from 16 to 8. PCIe 4.0 and 5.0 lanes to the CPU are unchanged at 4 and 16 respectively. The Z790 chipset will offer one additional USB 3.2 lane, which makes 5 versus 4 on the Z690. All in all, a mild upgrade, as expected. However, it might be just what Intel needed to do before it moves onto its disaggregated architecture with Meteor Lake. Raptor Lake was always a stopgap before Intel takes a huge step forward with its first tile-based processor. Despite its evolutionary design, leaked benchmarks have shown it making impressive gains over Alder Lake. How that will fare against an all-new AMD architecture remains to be seen. AMD is launching Zen 4 on September 27th. Intel is rumored to be launching around the same time, as it looks to steal AMD's thunder.